Before we begin our self-compassion practice, find a comfortable sitting position. You can sit on a chair, on a bolster, on a folded blanket. Find a position in which you are both comfortable and alert. And now gently close your eyes. Begin by noticing your breath. Notice whether your breath is fast or slow. Notice how deep your breath is. Notice how the air feels entering your nostrils. And then notice where your mind is right now. Notice whether your mind is busy with many thoughts. Notice if you can gently let go of any thoughts moving through your mind. Slowly bring your attention to this moment. Notice how it feels to be in your body with your breath right now. Allow yourself just to be here with nowhere else you need to be right now and nothing else you need to do right now. Just be here in your body with your breath. We all think something about ourselves that we don't like. Something that makes us feel ashamed or insecure or not good enough. It is human to be imperfect. And our feelings of failure and inadequacy are part of the experience of living a human life. Bring to your mind an issue that tends to make you feel inadequate or bad about yourself. Think about this judgment you have about yourself and feel what it feels like when you think about this negative self-perception. How do you feel inside? Do you feel scared? Sad? Depressed, insecure, angry. Just notice how you feel. This is just for you, so try to be as emotionally honest as possible. Try not to repress your feelings, and try not to get carried away with them. Just feel your emotions exactly as they are, no more and no less. Now imagine you have a friend who unconditionally loves, accepts, and respects you. Imagine that this friend can see all your strengths and all your weaknesses, including this aspect of yourself you have brought to your mind. Reflect on what this friend feels towards you. Notice how you are loved and accepted exactly as you are, with all your human imperfections. This friend recognizes the limits of human nature and is kind and forgiving towards you. This friend understands your life history and the millions of things that have happened in your life to bring you to where you are in this moment. Your feeling of inadequacy is often connected to many things you didn't choose. Your genes, your family history, your life circumstances, things that were outside your control. Even if there is something you did choose, every choice we make is influenced by all the experience we had prior to that choice. Understand that you have made your choices given your circumstances. This is not an excuse, but it can be a reason. Now come back to your imaginary friend. What would your friend say to you about the inadequacy you feel about yourself? From the perspective of unlimited compassion. How would this friend convey the deep compassion he or she feels for you? How would your friend soothe the pain you feel when you judge yourself so harshly? What would your friend say to remind you that you are only human, that we all have both strengths and weaknesses? If you think your friend would suggest possible changes you could make, how would these suggestions embody feelings of unconditional understanding and compassion? As you speak to yourself from the perspective of this imaginary friend, try to infuse your words with a strong sense of his or her acceptance, kindness, caring, and desire for your health and happiness. As we sit here for a few more moments, appreciate your friend's words. Appreciate your friend's unconditional love for you. And begin to believe that you can have the same love for yourself. Take a few more nice deep breaths here. Again, noticing your breath. And noticing how you feel right now. Gently begin to let go of your thoughts again. And just notice what it feels like to be in your body right now. We'll gently prepare ourselves to complete this exercise. So begin by reaching your arms long over your head with a nice long inhale. And with an exhale, release your arms back down to your sides. And as you're ready, very gently open your eyes.